Announcements before we begin the Spiritually Challenged Show. Our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hello there, it's me, Tinkhead, along with Johnny. Tonight we have a mix of streaming wars mixed with Wawa taking the time to hire persons with different abilities, which is amazing and awesome to see a company step up.
Which they are amazing, by the way.
As well. And this just makes it possible, no matter what level, it would be great to see companies actually step up on a more corporate level, where it's not just giving people a chance on a more with giving people the chance to grow within the company, as that's what counts too. And how could you grow if you're stuck in one position?
Exactly.
And having the ability for a company to say, we'll give you the chance, start off, but you never know where these people,
you never know where
how high you could go. Yeah, it may not be easy, but I would rather take the chances and grow and learn more and have a better opportunity. To happen instead of having limitations, which I think is what it's needed.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And having someone take the time, having organizations see the growth, means so much to people who want the opportunity to prosper and not just to be limited. And limiting individuals is only going to hinder the potential for growth, as well as opportunities that could come their way.
Yeah, I think they're also great. Like, even if you're not good enough, they even tell you, like, this is what you got to do with it. Get in here.
That's good.
Not like the other company's like, we'll call you.
That's good. And now that they're stepping up, that also means how many more. This is a big deal. Hands down.
See, if more companies would act like Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
Not report to, like, Wall Street, but
I think Wall Street and people wanting to move out, no matter what the company is, it could be universal. It could be even, like, on all of industries, there's the need for growth.
The company actually listens to their employees.
Mm-hmm.
If they have, like, a great idea.
Mm-hmm. And if companies could look and say, okay, Wawa's stepping up with hiring people with different abilities, what's the chances of actually having a of actually having the ability to hire people and within different fields? It shouldn't be just limited.
Exactly. Like, you should chase your dreams no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And if it takes time,
But it's going to take some time, that's for sure.
Yeah. And it involves time and effort. And being able to take it to learn and grow is a big deal. So limiting or saying or making it where it's only good for a person to be in one position and with no growth, they're not going to learn. They're not. Mm-hmm. And feel stagnant. Then actually learn having the ability to grow.
Like being stuck in the same position, like, so you could start from the bottom and you can like work your way up.
Mm-hmm. And working your way up it matters a lot, because how many times do people start somewhere and then are in higher positions because of what they're doing? And what the company sees in the person, not just their growth.
And
mm-hmm.
they'll make you try other things.
Right. Seeing the growth actually makes more sense. And actually gives the opportunities. Or has the ability to have opportunities, not just the limitations or their struggles that they're having too. It's just a matter of where they're coming.
Everybody working together as a team.
Yeah. And if they're willing to be flexible, then it actually makes more of a difference too. Because if someone's able to see their flexibility, if someone's willing to see how flexible and how much they're willing to work, and
showing how much you want to work there, like the sky's the limit.
Yeah. Because you never know if someone could become manager or work their way up so far on a more customer service level to then do something where they're on a more corporate or leadership role.
He might even become manager or even get lucky to be sent to corporate.
Mm-hmm. I think having that growth is going to make a big difference. And not having the limitation which people could face due to not really having that clear understanding that... It shows that companies are willing to take the chance on people.
Right.
And it's,
yeah, that's
and
one,
it's
reason, that's one of the reasons why I love Wawa. Everyone's like so
and
nice there.
Wawa is definitely it's something that if you don't have, definitely go and check it out if you're on the East Coast, because you might just see see progress in the making. Which is just, it's something that
it should be something other companies should take a page from.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've always been, like, innovating.
Right. And it just, it's a great thing. And it really, it just is, I can't say, it's a big deal.
I think it's great at what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And
I do
having
have experience here, cause
yeah,
I go there like every day and I'm seeing it.
Mm-hmm. And on another note, these streaming wars. How many streaming services are currently out there?
Oh, let's just say there's too many to count on two fingers.
So, Netflix, Hulu.
There's something for everybody out there.
Yeah. Netflix, Hulu, Apple Plus, Disney Plus, which has started off their service with more of a bang or a bust. And then coming out in early next year is Peacock from MSNBC, I believe.
Yeah,
NBC,
coming from a
NBC, and
Peacock
then
from NBC, Comcast Universal.
Oh, okay.
Comcast NBC Universal.
Oh, cool. And then HBO Max. So, who do you think is going to become? Who's going to come?
Yeah, I come
up victorious on this. The streaming
watch out for HBO Max, that's for sure.
They're going to have Cartoon Network on there. They're going to have a whole lot
of
stuff.
Let me think before I see. Like, they're going to have Friends, I think. They're going to have Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have Studio Ghibli.
Yeah. Which is huge. And then we have the flop. Them and Nickelodeon and Netflix partnering up, which is just amazing in of itself. Especially when Disney is basically saying, hey, we'll give Netflix back their some Marvel stuff because there was already a prior deal for a little bit of time. Yeah. But, yeah, you might want to think about having Disney Plus.
Of course, there's excuse me, CBS All Access.
Mhm. Oh yes, yes. Which
other service.
Mhm. So far, everyone's thinking, and there's so many streaming services out there.
How does one justify what exactly you want to watch?
Mm-hmm. Or how much money you want to spend. Two. Because that's a lot of money being spent.
Yeah. It's going to be as bad as cable packages.
No, it's going to be worse than cable packages.
And cable, it's like all of a sudden, boom, you're spending up to how much you're usually spending on a cable as well.
Or more than if you want all the streaming sites.
Like, all of a sudden, you're back to $200 bills again.
Oh, yeah. Or more, depending on what package you have, which is crazy. Great. Yes, Disney has issues. Yes, Disney has... definitely has issues, which doesn't surprise me. But there's a certain point when having these issues, what's going to happen if they're not fixed within a reasonable amount of time?
People are going to be leaving because the service is so crap.
As well as people just saying, we'll purchase, we'll go back once the service is actually good. Or they'll take their 7-day trial and say, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. Tried it, didn't like it. Not going to come back.
You're like, well, it's not for me.
Mm-hmm. At least they're not charging per device, like Netflix has their plans for how many, like, devices, and what's the premium.
They get one time. You feel like the basic package, you can only, like, watch, like, on one or two devices at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get, like,
so
locked down with other devices.
So you would have to go up to... the $15 package, which...
You have to go, like, to the 4 stream package.
Mm-hmm. Which is even crazy to think about.
I mean, even, like, 4... There's probably not somebody watching 4 devices at once.
Right.
Or more.
Mm-hmm. I think Disney needs to work on their downloading service along with what they actually, when someone has a watch list.
Oh, that glitch.
That glitch is kind of a bit annoying. It's not, and for people saying, how could you remove things from your watch list? It removes it from your watch list if you click on it. Oh, wait, it's finally staying in your watch list, but it's still, like, something that you're like, okay, is this glitch going to be
fixed?
It's
like, okay, you watched it, now I can just take it off.
But people do go back to these things. It's not just, oh, this is great. Here's an example. Because Disney has glitches with this. I ended up having on my devices, because it's not recognizing the same device, has everything on there twice. That's a weird glitch from Disney.
That's weird.
Yeah. Disney better fix that or release an update on that. Is that not going to be pleasant when people are wanting to have their stuff on there without, having a problem watching it or seeing double or triple their watch, what they have on their watch list? That's a problem.
That is a problem.
I think this is going to be watching Disney Plus is going to be really fun until they fix this.
Until Disney Plus becomes Disney Minus.
Right. Oh, that's very true. Or ends up realizing, hey, we better fix this. It's like, we better fix this or people are going to leave. And Disney likes to have a profit. What if they don't address these issues? Whomever is on their program, on this service, may or may not be rethinking it if things, if these aren't addressed. Because it takes, yes, I know it takes time, but if things aren't even showing up that you could download it on screen, on their website version, how does that work?
You like can't, how, shouldn't these things like sync up with each other?
Or have the ability to download?
Like sync up with a computer or the Roku stick or the tablet?
Or any other device that people have? I would think it would be, they would sync up. They would have to. It's the same information that people are giving them.
Exactly.
So, but granted, Disney also started off where people's accounts are getting hacked, which isn't funny. Which is horrible. And
that's,
I feel bad for,
I guess,
those
that's why they've been having those, that there's error messages.
No, the error messages was just on Disney's end.
That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
The launch, oh, it was riddled with error messages.
Mm-hmm. Which is a pretty big deal when people are trying to say, what's going on? Why isn't this working? Oh, well. What happened? Which is kind of a,
at least they're fixing one thing.
A big deal when people love it, which I've had the service. It's great.
It's got potential, that's for sure.
Yeah. I just think having the service be up to everyone's standard, have the
that's
same
take
standard as other services. Yes, it will take time, but communication could also help with this outcome. When, in fact, there was issues with customer service at the beginning, okay, understand, new service. I'm sure other services that are coming out are taking note of what happened with Disney. Disney is kind of that bigwig.
They pretty much own everything.
Why don't say that. Don't say that, because then that would be a monopoly. That would be a real-life monopoly, and I don't think the government would like that. Just saying.
Actually, like a huge chunk of things.
I hate bringing in politics. It would not go over well.
No.
And that is just by this is just someone having an idea of what actually will happen if they try to make it a monopoly. Not going to go
over
well. It
probably won't go over too well.
And let's not ever think of that, because they already aren't enough in kind of a hole with their acquiring a Fox.
Yeah.
So I don't think that would go over well.
Yeah, apparently right now they're So you're going to try and fix, like, that aspect ratio of The Simpsons.
Which is a great thing.
Which cuts out some of the jokes, which is a good thing. Like,
at least they're admitting that they're going to fix it. And people are getting upset because of a trigger warning. Which I say, they didn't cut out the scenes from different films that were filmed many, many years ago.
They could have just done that.
They could have censored.
And that would even open up a whole other can of worms.
And it's from the time. It's from a different period of time. It's a product of the time. If Warner Brothers could do it, Disney did the right thing by having a warning up there. And if someone doesn't like the content, then cancel your subscription and go watch your Netflix, your other stuff, and then don't complain when you want to watch another Disney movie. I don't care what age you are when it comes down to it.
Go Netflix
classic
and
chill. Disney movies that were in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and even the 80s.
Even the 1940s.
Yeah.
The 30s.
1940s. Before millennials or Gen Xers were born, if you have an issue with this content, then rethink watching or supporting the company. Because
maybe the 1970s films that come with a warning themselves.
Yes.
It's like, warning, these movies are not too good.
Think about, okay, yes, there's stereotypes, but these movies are a product of their time. And on that note, we can't just think it's, we grew up with these movies. How much more can we take? Just saying it's okay for something to be done. Like, to just, let's just deny, let's just forget about these movies. And on that note,
we gotta
go. We'll be back next week with a more lighthearted broadcast. Which, guys, stay tuned. And on that note,
got some good stuff, good tasty stuff coming.
Yes. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.